Now, the media has made, understandably, the media has made much in recent days of the notorious Section 35, which would make it an offence punishable by up to 10 years' imprisonment for a journalist if he or she was to disclose a special intelligence operation. But that will have the effect of shutting down the media. It is clearly overreached by the security services, who have been basically invited to write an open cheque. And the government, that wants to beat its chest and look tough on national security, said, we'll sign that. And the opposition, who's desperate to look just as strong on national security, said, we'll countersign that cheque too, even though no one has actually made the case that there's even a requirement for such a measure in this bill. You know, in some ways, this is a distraction. It's another distraction from the fact that our heightened security environment is a result of us helping to start a war that has run for 11 and a half years, that has fomented more turmoil in the Middle East and caused more angst within our own community. Perhaps to distract us from the fact that we were until recently giving broad diplomatic support to the Syrian rebels that included the Islamic State. And now all of a sudden, the Islamic State's gone from being one of the, I think to quote the Prime Minister's or words to the effect of the Prime Minister, one of the goodies to one of the baddies. I mean, this is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous.